This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Marijuana has been legal in Illinois since January of 2020. As part of that law, the first in the country to be passed by a state legislature, some people with prior cannabis records had them expunged. And while hundreds of thousands of people had their cannabis records wiped clean, making it easier to get a job or rent an apartment, others who are eligible are still waiting. And that's where a program called New Leaf comes in. It's a statewide, state-funded initiative to provide legal services to people who are hoping to have their records sealed or expunged. To talk more about that process and whether this initiative is living up to its promise of righting the wrongs of the war on drugs, we're joined now by Sharon Birch, co-founder of the Cannabis Equity Coalition of Illinois. Sharon, welcome to the 21st.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. And I'd also like to welcome Dan Kienert, senior staff attorney at the Land of Lincoln Legal Aid. Dan, thanks for joining us as well.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Listeners, we want to know, especially if you've been affected by a cannabis charge or conviction on your records, maybe you have questions or comments about the process of having your record sealed or wiped, give us a call, 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. So, Dan, I'm going to begin with you. And can you just talk about who is eligible for this record expungement?
Okay, sure. So basically what's unique about the cannabis law is it's one of the few very few areas of law in the state where they actually allow people who have convictions to get their records expunged. Usually expungement is only for cases that did not result in a conviction. But so basically, here's the setup that they have for cannabis, and there's basically kind of three different things to discuss. So first off, there's a definition in the statute of a minor cannabis offense. And a minor cannabis offense involves 30 grams or less of cannabis, and basically it's not related to any sort of other type of charge or anything else that would enhance the sentence. And if somebody has a minor cannabis offense that they got dismissed, that did not result in a conviction, those are supposed to be automatically expunged now. The state police is supposed to be reaching out to law enforcement agencies and saying, hey, get rid of these arrest records for these minor cannabis offenses. And then for folks who got a conviction for a minor cannabis offense, those are being reviewed by the Illinois Prisoner Review Board, which is the folks who recommend pardons to the governor, and basically they're recommending that these minor cannabis convictions be pardoned. And then if the pardon is signed off, then actually the Attorney General's office would work on getting those records expunged for those convictions. And then the final thing, and the thing that New Leaf is really helping folks with, is then for a wider number of cannabis convictions, so beyond these minor cannabis offenses, folks can petition to get their conviction vacated and expunged. And basically, this petition process is open to anybody who has basically a class four felony or misdemeanor conviction under sections 4 or 5 of the Cannabis Control Act, which is basically the possession with intent to distribute sections of the act. And so basically that opens it up to folks who might have had charges with that involved more than 30 grams or charges that involved other offenses too. And basically that process is not an automatic process. That's a court process. You would reach out to an attorney, and newleafillinois.org would be a great way to get that ball rolling. You'd want to reach out to an attorney and basically file a petition in court to ask for your cannabis conviction there to be vacated and expunged.
Okay, so what I'm hearing from you is like there were a certain number of people, if you were charged, not convicted, should have been automatically expunged through this process by the state police. But then if you did have a conviction, that's a process that does take some work on the individual's behalf to actually initiate that. All right, we need to take a break. We're going to continue this conversation with Dan Kienert, who's with the Land of Lincoln Legal Aid, and Sharon Birch, who's the co-founder of the Cannabis Equity Coalition of Illinois. We're talking about this program called New Leaf, which is a statewide, state-funded initiative to provide legal services to people who are hoping to have their records sealed or expunged. If you have a question or a comment, you want to join our conversation, the number is 800-222-9455. 800-222-9455. Much more in this conversation after the break. We're going to dig into this topic. Again, if you want to join us, 800-222-9455. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us. You're listening to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about the legalization of marijuana in Illinois and a specific aspect of that law, which went into effect in January of 2020, that said that people with certain prior cannabis records could have them expunged. As we just heard before the break, some were automatic if you had just been charged but not convicted. But if you were convicted of different degrees of cannabis offenses, there's legal processes to go through in order to make that a reality. And we're talking about a program specifically called New Leaf, which is a state-funded, statewide initiative. It's a coalition of legal aid groups that are working with people to have their records sealed or expunged. Among the beneficiaries of the law are Christopher Bradford. And let's listen to a clip of him in a promotional video from New Leaf.
I was convicted in 2003. I'm 43. I work as a kitchen manager here in Springfield, Illinois. And I mean, you know, going to jobs and filling out applications, and they ask you on there if you're a convicted felon. And I mean, you try to do the right thing by saying yes, but you know, a lot of employers, they just don't want to hear about it. And I just felt like, you know, that wasn't right. I felt like I was being singled out from others because I had a felony conviction. I just got my felony expunged here, you know, maybe a month or two ago. I'm working, I'm providing for my family, you know, so I'm happy. We're in a state right now where it has become legal. They are giving out this help to help us as felons move forward in life without having that burden on your back. Go for it, shoot for it.
All right, if you do go for it and shoot for it, one of the people who might be helping you is Dan Keener, Senior Staff Attorney at Land of Lincoln Legal Aid, one of the organizations that's part of New Leaf. We're also speaking today with Sharon Birch, co-founder of the Cannabis Equity Coalition of Illinois. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation. That's 800-222-9455. And Sharon, let me ask you, he talked about some of those challenges that come with a conviction. Can you talk about some of the stories you've heard from people about how having cannabis on their record has affected their life?
Oh, yes, I can, Brian. I talk to an awful lot of people, and most of their biggest concerns and the heartbreaking stories, trying to have and find a steady job, employment, and providing for themselves as well as their family. They're really out there struggling. They admit they made mistakes when they were younger, and they're trying to really correct the problem. And with this New Leaf program, it's awesome. And the replies that I get back from the people who have went through the program or who we've helped is awesome. The work they do and provide through the New Leaf program, the cannabis records can, you know, people don't know that they can, even though they have a cannabis records, New Leaf Illinois is providing free services to them to help them correct the problems or correct some of the war on drug problems that they had earlier.
Mm-hmm. So. And Dan, what about you? I mean, Sharon mentioned employment, housing, I understand, can also be an issue with some of these items on the record.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why I really enjoy working in the area of expungement and sealing of criminal records, which Lens Lincoln and the other legal aid agencies also have practices outside of the cannabis area. Because the thing is, by the time they're 25, one in three Americans will have a criminal record, like at least like an arrest record. Doesn't necessarily have to be a conviction, just even an arrest that could show up in a background check. And yeah, like Sharon was saying, jobs, like the vast majority of employers, I think it's like in the neighborhood of 80% of employers or more, do background checks. Then housing. landlords, public housing agencies,
education,
Let's see, lenders, you know, mortgagers, if you're trying to apply for a loan with a bank, education for getting to school, for getting student loans. So it's so important to get, for folks to know that they can get parts of their record cleared, and to do that because it opens up so many more doors for them.
That's interesting you mentioned, I mean, employment, because didn't Illinois, I'm thinking now, didn't Illinois pass this ban the box law a year or so ago that was supposed to make it give more opportunities to people to not be sort of disqualified from applying for jobs based on past convictions in general?
Yeah, and they have that, but I think, and I think it's a good law to have, but I think there's still limited effect because basically, and I don't know it off the exact terminology off the top of my head, but it's basically sort of gets it off of the initial application, gets that question off of the initial application, but then it might be asked in a subsequent interview or what happens. I've had a lot of people do this, and it's really a heartbreaking experience to hear about, is people will be given jobs, get to, you know, start working, and then their boss will come in and be like, hey, you know, sorry, Dan, we got the background check in. And then they let them go after maybe working a couple days, and not because they did anything wrong at work, but because the background check showed.
Oh, wow. Let's go to the phones, 800-222-9455. We have Paul calling on line one from Champaign County. Paul, thanks for calling in.
Hi, good morning. This is a great effort, but I'm wondering if you've run into some limitations in the sense that, you know, since there's a difference between when the charges are dropped and when they've gone ahead, there seems to me that there are a lot of circumstances where somebody with resources would have a good lawyer, and they would be able to, you know, find some way of getting a charge dropped or plead bargaining. But then an overworked public defender would be, you know, the resource that people have who are more, you know, more indigent, perhaps. And that, is there any way of looking into how the case was adjudicated and saying, you know, this was, you know, it kind of questions the judicial system at a basic level. But I'm wondering whether that, I just wanted to bring in that subtlety and find out if you're looking at that in any way.
Yeah, all right. Good question, Paul. Thanks for that. And I mean, that's obviously a deeper conversation, the question of pay lawyer, and no disrespect to public defenders who are working huge caseloads sometimes under difficult circumstances. But Dan, how about that? Is the adequacy of counsel something that factors into these efforts?
I think, you know, he raises a really great a point there, and it's something I see a lot doing expungement and sealing work, but it's really not something that is looked at in the expungement process. And actually the cannabis statute for expungement kind of specifically spells out factors for the courts to look at. And what they really look more about is just sort of how much time it's been since the offense. And also really look at what we were just talking about, which is giving examples of how this has negatively impacted somebody. There's actually a place on the petition form to just give examples of that and still have some folks like, hey, I applied for jobs at Walmart and Amazon, McDonald's, and I didn't get any of them or whatever. And I think kind of more, I mean, I totally understand the point that caller was raising, but I think really in terms of expungement, they're looking more at how it's affecting somebody's life going forward, rather than, you know, how the actual conviction itself took place. And then the other thing I just will raise in terms of the point of, making sure that regardless of means, people have an opportunity to take advantage of this, is that's why New Leaf is out there. That's why, you know, and again, go to the websites, newleafillinois.org. And, you know, it is a statewide network of, you know, nonprofit agencies here to help folks. So we at Land of Lincoln Legal Aid, also Prairie State, legal services in the northern part of the state, and then there's several great organizations in the Chicagoland area, and we all exist to help, you know, low-income folks with issues like this. So even if they had a bad experience at the actual charge, hopefully we can help them work towards getting it expunged.
Let me just take a moment to reintroduce my guests. We're speaking with Dan Kienert, who's staff attorney, senior staff attorney at the Land of Lincoln Legal Aid, and Sharon Birch with the Cannabis Equity Coalition of Illinois, both part of this New Leaf effort, a statewide, state-funded effort to connect people with resources to help them take advantage of the marijuana legalization law in Illinois, which provided for people to be able to expunge certain criminal records. Sharon, I understand your organization held an event in Chicago to help people with this process, make them aware. Do you find that people don't know that this is an option for them? What are some of the barriers that people face to make this happen?
And they don't know, Brian. We do resource fairs. We reach out. We go to a lot of functions, and we teach people know their rights and explain to them that these services are offered out there to them for free. Our organization, even if you can't make it to the Chicago Police Department, we provide Uber services to come pick you up and take you back, just to get you to get started and getting the process started. So it's just word of mouth. Got to get it out there so people can know, because there's a lot of people who really need the services.
I imagine a lot of people you talk to have a pretty negative view or a bad experience with the criminal justice system. What do you say to someone who has that background?
Well, I explain to them there's a lot of people who's in the same situation as them. Every situation is different, but what we're doing now, the programs that I set up now, are really seriously here to help you with the record clearing process. Only thing that really, I got this on my record, I got this on your record. Well, you have to start somewhere. And all things in all cases are not expungible, but once you get the rap sheet, one of the legal aid organizations take a look at it and see, and they'll be able to explain and break down to you what's expungible, what's sellable, and from here on out, they can explain it better, like Dan and his firm does, help people understand exactly what the whole process is. We're here to encourage them, empower them to at least get started.
Dan, I don't know if this is beyond your brief as a community-based legal aid organization, but are there people still in prison for cannabis convictions? Do they know about this? Is this something that's open to people in the Department of Corrections?
You know, that's a good question. I honestly don't know off the top of my head. I think there might still be some, but it'd be a relatively small number in this state.
A lot of Class X felons for just marijuana, right? They'd be in combination with something else. All right, so Dan, let's get practical here in the few minutes we have remaining. What is the first step if someone wants to have their record expunged?
Yeah, well, the first step is, as I've mentioned a few times, I think the best step is really go to that newleafillinois.org website. And it's really designed, there's just like a quick thing you can fill out. And then the appropriate, you know, they'll basically New Leaf will pass it along to the appropriate partner to then reach out to you. And basically the first step is then we will request the, you know, well, I think sometimes even New Leaf does this themselves, is they'll get the criminal records from the appropriate jurisdictions, you know, and then we'll review those. And yeah, just like Sharon was saying, is there's some stuff that might be expungible and some stuff might be sealable and some stuff maybe there's nothing we can do on right now. But whether it's Land of Lincoln or whichever other legal aid partner of New Leaf you'd get there, is we'd help you with all of that. Like at Land of Lincoln, we do not just do cannabis expungements. We also help with other types of criminal record expungement and sealing. So we'll look those over, and then again, the next step then after we look the records over is talk to the client. We'll talk to you, explain kind of what the breakdown is of what can be done, and then we'd prepare the right petitions and get them filed with the court. And I think two important points I would like to note on that. One is in terms of timeline, whether it's a cannabis expungement petition or a regular expungement and sealing petition. Both those petitions give the state's attorney's office 60 days to object to the petition. So there's no way that this process is going to be done like quicker than 2 months. And it really might be, you know, several months down the road, because it would basically depend when the court would schedule that petition. So it's not necessarily a quick process. We try to do it as quickly as possible. And the other thing then is that you need to file a separate petition in each county that you have charges in, which I think is one of the great things about New Leaf being a statewide network. Because like if there's somebody, you know, from Peoria who then went to to Champaign for college, and they have records in both places. A New Leaf can hook you up with the appropriate legal services in both places.
Well, Dan Kiener with Land of Lincoln Legal Aid and Sharon Birch with the Cannabis Equity Coalition of Illinois, both part of the New Leaf program. Thank you both so much for being with us today to talk about this on the 21st Show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you for helping us spread the word about this.
And that is all the time we have for our show today. Coming up on tomorrow's program, we're going to be speaking again with Ambassador Ian Kelly, who is a former U.S. ambassador to Georgia, one of the former Soviet satellite states. He's an expert on the region. We spoke with him about a month and a half ago at the beginning of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. We're going to talk with him again about the latest with what's happening in the region. That's Ambassador Ian Kelly, who is ambassador in residence at Northwestern University. If you have questions you want to submit for us, get in touch. talk@21stshow.org is the email address to contact us anytime. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.